For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. So when Jesus came 2,000 years ago, he did not come to condemn the world. He came to save the world, like you and I. And it says here in 18, whoever believes in him is not condemned. Whoever put their trust in Jesus is not condemned. And he waits for us, the last breath, before we make the decision, before we made a choice. But whoever does not believe, it says, stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the God's and one and only Son. So that's all I want to share this morning. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for being with us. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Gilbert and Laura, for being here with us. It's an honor to join with you guys in your ministry to the north and in PA as well. Thank you for sharing. If you have, if you want to connect with them, please do so after the service. They have a table set up with resources down there in the foyer. Please make sure you just say hi to them as well. You know, the gospel is amazing, and I thank you, Gilbert, for preaching it. Jesus told his disciples at the end of his ministry, go to all nations making disciples, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, meaning that his kingdom is inclusive to anyone. It doesn't matter your age or your skin color, your economic status or anything. He says, come to me, all who want salvation. And so we're going to have communion right now. And communion is a celebration for those who have come into a relationship with him, who are connected to him through faith, who acknowledge that his life, death, burial, and resurrection is in fact true, and that by faith we can know Jesus Christ and know God through his life, through his death and burial and resurrection. I'm going to ask the servers to come forward, and we will have communion. The Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." We will come around, and if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please join with us. If you don't, you can just pass it along.
Best thy heavenly friend, Jesus can repay from his own fullness all he takes away.
All right, let's eat. This is Christ's body, which is broken for you. Matthew, can you give thanks?
Thank you, Jesus, for the cross and your death on the cross, Father. For sending your Son, Father. And I pray as we reflect on these things that you would remind us of your sacrifice. Amen.
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying that this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this, whenever you do this, in remembrance of me.
Be still, my soul, the hour is hastening on, when we shall be forever with the Lord, when disappointment, grief, and fear are gone, sorrow for God, love's purest joy. Be still, my soul, when change and tears are past, all safe and blessed, we shall meet at last. Be still, my soul, begin the song of praise.
One one more time.
Be still, my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to
Father, we thank you that you are a God who loves us, that you cared enough to give yourself for us, that this drink you have asked us to drink is yourself given for us, who deserves so little of the much that you've given. Take this as a reminder to us today, Lord, that you gave your best that we could have abundant life. Thank you for shedding your blood for us. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's drink. And go in the peace of Christ and have a great week, everyone. Amen.
Thank you.